Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Neo.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I would like to apologize for being late. I was at work.
That's all right. I understand. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be going straight to it because our time is already far spent. Now, while addressing grief is actually never easy, providing appropriate support to grieving workers, you know, you're talking about coming from work, it actually can positively impact both individuals and organizations. Now, when grieving employees feel supported in a difficult times, that support can increase their engagement, resilience, and loyalty to their team or even their organization. Now, Neo, you've spoken and written much on this subject. What are some common emotional and physical responses to grief, and how might these affect and manifest in the workplace?
Thank you so much for that time to explain. So what I wrote about grief was, and I wrote two books on grief. I wrote a book when I just suffered grief and I was angry and my faith in God was stuttering, if I can put it that way. And then I came back a couple of 2 years later when my perspective changed about grief. And what I noticed is that in most cases, supervisors, managers, they're not trained on how to handle people who are going through grief. And unless some of them have went through it directly themselves, then they're able to sympathize or empathize, whichever the right word is. What I found is that even if you go to school and they educate you on counseling, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to draw the line between what you know and what you feel and what you understand about grief. So in the workplace, somebody will be a best performer, and then all of a sudden they lose a loved one, and you start to feel like they don't care about what they're doing. But I mentioned something earlier this week that mild depression or depression and grief are interconnected, and some people cannot pick that up. So if we were to explain to say, look out for this, you look out for the performance. Was this person performing before and are they performing now? Do they have the desire to come to work? You know, when when somebody's dragging their feet to come to work, was it happening before or is it just happening now? And sometimes people will go and say to you, leave your problems at the door. And I think one of the things that, after suffering grief, one of the things that made me get a qualification in grief counseling was the fact that why would everyone, almost every employer will say, leave your problems at the door when you come in here. How do you do that? How do you leave those kind of things or that kind of, you know, the anger, the confusion, the embarrassment, the, you know, not sleeping for many, many days because you don't know what is happening with you, you know?
Now, you know, and I think you because you found a space there, because I truly agree there that many times you find employers saying that your personal stuff, leave it at the gate, and when we're here, focus. And it can actually sound a bit cold. I 100% agree with you. Now, how can we then create a more grief aware and supportive workplace culture? And I do know that there are quite a number of managers listening to the show.
You know, sometimes we, and the title of my book says, Does Time Unify? Sometimes we feel that saying the smartest words to comfort people is the way to go. But I found that when you give somebody time to tell you how they feel without you preempting the answers, you're able to know where they are mentally. You know, And that's the most important thing. Just sit down with somebody and ask them. There's a company that I used to work for many years ago.
Yeah.
They have a program, especially for people going through grief. Because they know that people going through grief, they need a program. They need to, it's like almost, and when, and I like the word program because it means that you need to reprogram somebody
back to
life. Because when you lose somebody, especially a spouse, your wife or husband, it almost feels like you are dying with them. And through the healing process, it takes a lot of reprogramming to say, okay, come back, come back, come back. And I think most companies need to have that program specifically for grief. They have programs, obviously, you know, for people suffering mental health and all our other issues, but none specifically for grief.
Yeah. And I actually like that cult that you're coming, because it's quite rare to actually get, you know, employers who would focus on that aspect of life, and everybody goes through that, and yet it is an area so much neglected, you know, by employers. Now, what resources can we then offer to help employees cope with grief? I mean, the manager is listening and is blown away with this. What is it that they can do then, both in the immediate and also in the aftermath? Because, you know, grieving, we may say that, okay, you've gone home, you've buried your loved one, and we've given you a week off to grieve. Now come back, let's focus, let's get back to it. But it's not as easy as that. It may take a little longer for some people. How do we then, you know, support the person who is grieving?
Yeah, so I'm going to speak in my own personal experience and then speak as an employer as well, because I've got my own company, I've got people with me. So when you look at it in the production sense, like if I give somebody too many days off, you know, it reduces production. Where I used to work, they gave me 3 months of grieving period, you know.
Wow, that's a
while. And not every company can obviously do that,
of course,
because of production. They will think about that first. But a week after you've lost a loved one, coming back to work, I cannot imagine all this crowd of people coming to hug me and tell me it's going to be okay. It drives, and that's from a personal experience. It will drive me mad and make me angry and make me want to explode and make me want to hide. You know, we can think of all the material things that you can give to somebody that's grieving. You can think of all the other things that you can do physically. But what they actually want is just space to grieve, a little bit of compassion, and just for them to know that you are there. You know, it is so important to know that if you run, I had this manager that one day I would just burst into tears in the middle of work, but I didn't want other colleagues to see me. And I ran into her office and I just cried there. She didn't even ask me what was happening. I cried and then I stopped and I went back to work and I felt so much better. You know, sometimes you need to know that you have that safe space, safe place to be yourself and to express what you are feeling, you know, and obviously, so long as you're not infringing on other people's, you know, space, it's all right. But have that space to say, I know I can run there. I know I can run there.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to have to leave you, man. I know that we completely ran out of time. But just to conclude, as we talk to both, you know, the employers and the employees, perhaps the common ground, because on the one hand, production must happen because money has to be made. Because remember, organizations are there to make money. And at the same time, you've got to give space to employees to grieve. The common ground in most cases, what would you say as a parting shot?
It's almost like a marriage, isn't it? An employee and employer. Everything is fixed through communication. what do you need from me as an employer, or what do you need from me as an employee? That conversation that both of you can agree on, you know, that compromise. And the reason I say there need to be programs, the company needs to make, you know, the proper, or create the proper channels to say, this is what we follow. This is what the company follows. Like I said, my previous company said, they followed a certain method to say, if you lose a wife or a child or a husband, this is the method we lose. We use. If you lose a cousin, then this is the kind of method we use. Mm-hmm, I think every company should implement that to say, this is the method that we use. In time, I'm not saying time heals people. But time brings back people to their senses. For me, 3 months worked. For somebody else, I don't know, it could be 3 weeks.
Wow. Patrick, thank you so much, man, for your time. Pleasure to speak to you. And I've gone through your work, and fantastic stuff there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.